Hey everybody, it's Barry and Bill. We're here at Target. We are here at Target. Target, and inside here is Starbucks. Well, I each got a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich because they only have this breakfast sandwich, which is fine. And we got the classic coffee cake. So, today being January 22nd, 2019. I don't want it to be July yet, too hot. We got them both, hon?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, ooh. Oh, it's like an egg McMuffin.
Okay. Ooh, hot. And we had gift cards, so it was free. That's hot. Ooh. Gotta let it cool down a bit.
Ooh, yum.
Any napkins, hon, or?
Let's see what I got.
Okay. So yeah, here we are. Haven't been to a Starbucks.
No, come to the...
Yeah.
With our tea.
Yeah. And we got iced tea. That's too hot to hold right now. I hadn't been to a Starbucks since we went to Reno. And then it was free.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yes, I know.
Okay. They're right in front of you.
Okay, thank you.
And then I brought you guys some straws.
Can you get some napkins too, please?
Yeah, of
thank
course.
You.
Here's your straw.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
We were going to go to El Pollo Loco, but. I got them gift cards. Hey, why not?
Here's some napkins to the left of your drink.
Thank you,
much.
Got it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
But you know what? This is better. This way we don't have to walk back out in the cold and go there.
Because
it is cold.
It is cold.
I mean, when I say it's cold, it's cold.
Can I get all my
water? Oh, all right. That's the bomb.
I know I cheated on my diet getting this coffee cake, but I couldn't help it.
Well, but you've been doing good with curds so far.
Yep. Good.
Yeah, this hits the spot. Between this and the coffee cake, I think it will be pretty chill.
Oh, yeah. We had to come here to the pharmacy, CVS, because Bill had to get his test strips. You got another Prodigy voice reader, didn't you? Yeah, you got the whole shebang.
Good.
Now that doesn't have anything to do with Lancets, right?
With what?
Lancets. I know you have them, but that's not included, is it? Lancets?
They have some Lancets. Usually when you get a new Prodigy, they give you some Lancets as well, but I already have some, so that's cool. So I have plenty of them. The big expense is always the test strips.
Oh, and you didn't have to pay for them?
Nope.
Good.
No, but that's where the insurance companies fall. They don't like paying the cost of the test strips. If the machine is nothing, the Lancets are nothing. It's test strips that always cost. Why? I'm not really sure.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just they're overpriced for one, and they don't want to pay the price.
But Caremore is paying for them now? Caremore?
They must be, because okay. I'm not.
Yeah.
Well, technically they have to, because it's something Medicare provides.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd still rather not pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
They, somehow they think that, well, as for a talking meter, you know what? That's gonna be high priced, and of course they're partly right. Prodigy charges more for stuff. Do they can make it so they won't accept universal test strips if there is such a thing? I wish there were things called universal test strips, but it would drive the price right down.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who make them would not want that. Because, no, there goes our profit.
Now, these test strips, they're not special for the Prodigy?
Yes, they are.
Oh, okay.
They're specially for the Prodigy.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's no universal test
strips. Oh, yeah.
They make them so they're no code strips, so they don't require any kind of coding to insert them into the Prodigy, but they won't work in other meters, and test strips from other meters won't work in the Prodigy.
Uh-huh.
They make them proprietary so they can charge more.
Mm-hmm. So you got the test strips and the Prodigy, the machine today.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
That was good. I killed it.
I'm getting there. I don't know how big the cake is. Maybe I wonder if I should save it. It's not that big. It's not that big. The cake.
What about?
It's not that big.
No, it's not.
Renee liked her bracelet. She thought for a minute it was for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I said, turn it over. And she's, oh, Golden Knights.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. Glad she liked.
And then there's this other Golden Knights fan. I said, if you can get it, go to Almond House and get a good meal.
Yep. I'm sure they must sell them at several places.
I'm sure. But that's the only place I knew, so I told her.
Yep. Yeah, those are neat, though.
Yeah, Elaine said something about there's a Vegas strong bangle. If that's the case, I hope I can get one.
That wouldn't hurt. Delicious.
I like Mickey D's better. No, I didn't hear that.
Yum, 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 yum.
What's your name? Menti iced coffee? Thank you.